Mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the epistle for this Advent Sunday, Romans 13, the first two verses. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. Although New Year's Day is still almost a month away, today is what might be called the Church's New Year's Day. For today, Advent Sunday, is the beginning of the new church year. As an old hymn for this day says, again is come the new church year, rejoice all Christians far and near. Thy King, O Zion, comes to thee, therefore rejoice eternally. Yes, today we Christians begin a new year of grace, which is to say a year in which our merciful and gracious Savior will come to us in his holy word and in the holy sacrament of his body and blood. He will come to us. The word Advent means coming. Someone has said, it is the essence of the pilgrim's life to begin by looking to the end. It is the essence of the pilgrim's life to begin by looking to the end. As Christians, you and I are, of course, pilgrims on a journey. And as the scripture says, we have here no lasting city, but we seek the city which is to come. Yes, it is the essence of the pilgrim's life to begin by looking to the end. And that is exactly what we do as this new year of grace, this holy season of Advent, begins. But the world we live in, and the world within, hates to think about the end of life, the end of the world, which will surely come. I often think that all the loud distractions of life today, the haste, the growing inability to cherish silence and to embrace solitude, is somehow rooted in a scarcely acknowledged fear of what we might hear in that solitude, in that silence. The inexorable approach of the end, my end, your end, the end of the world. And truth to tell, for those who don't know our crucified and risen Savior, the approach of the end can only be a fearful thought. Of that day when we must, each one of us, appear before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of deeds done and not done in the body. Yes, I truly believe that we live today in a world which perhaps more than ever hates to think of the end. But it is of the essence of the pilgrim's life to begin by looking to the end. On this Advent Sunday, we do just that. We begin this Advent season, we begin this new church year, by looking to that end when the Lord Jesus, who once came in deep humility to bear our sin and be our Savior, will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. It's important to know that most of our Lord's teaching about the end of all things and the coming judgment was given during the very last week of his earthly life, which began with his entrance into Jerusalem and which would end with his crucifixion and death. Jesus speaks of the end during his last week on earth because his death on Calvary's cross would change that dread day of judgment into a day of great mercy for all who put their trust in him. The day of judgment becomes the day of mercy on Calvary, because on Mount Calvary, the Father's only Son absorbed God's just judgment against us sinners and blotted out all our guilt. And because of that, for all those who place their whole trust and confidence in Jesus, the end of all things is no fearful thing, but the cause of joyful expectation. Because through Jesus dying and rising again, that end has been changed into the end which is no end, but in fact the beginning of the life that is eternal, of the joy everlasting. In faith, we make Christ ours. In faith, we are fully forgiven, eternally loved, and yet we are still called to repentance. Because of faith, which pays no attention to the will and the word of God, isn't genuine faith at all. But it's the kind of faith of which the Holy Scripture says, "You believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and tremble." Genuine faith is seen in a life of repentance, of daily turning from our sins, and receiving anew the Savior's full and free pardon, as we do again this morning in the holy gifts of his body given for us, his blood shed for us. In this holy sacrament, we already receive, hidden in a mystery, the welcome that shall be ours in that last and great day, when the merciful Savior who died to free us from our sin and make us eternally his, will say to us with cheerful voice, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.